Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone as we begin a new week. Baruch Hashem, it's a blessing to continue on our journey together during Bein Hazmanim, during vacation, or whenever you're listening to this for that matter. For some people, I guess, listening, it might be just another quote-unquote regular day, even though we know no day is a regular day. Baruch Hashem, I'm so excited to share today's shiur, today's talk together with all of us, because I learned the halacha in Hilchos Lashon Hara that I must have done many, many, many times, but for some reason it never hit me. It never really, really hit me. I learned this, I think, over Shabbos, and I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this halacha. It's so, so powerful. It's actually from Purity of Speech. It's from page 92, day 34. If anybody wants to look it up, page 92 and 93 I'm going to be reading from. And then I'll talk a little bit about what I think the strong lesson, besides the actual halacha, which Baruch Hashem, just us learning it, just us reviewing every day and doing a halacha is so powerful and so important, not just because of this example where here is a halacha that I've done many, many, many times. We've finished Purity of Speech at least in yeshiva. I think we've finished it at least five, six times, seven times. I know in my house I've done it a few times, and even more in yeshiva. So I've Baruch Hashem, learned the Sefer and taught the Sefer for many, many times. And for some reason, this halacha slipped. So it's such a great mussar, just such a great lesson in life that sometimes we can overlook things and we could, I don't know, it just never hit me. So here we go. Here's the halacha. Note of caution to the listener. It's talking about listening. So here we're talking about I'm receiving Lashon Hara, which means when someone is on the bottom of page 92, when someone tells you Lashon Hara without mentioning names, beware of your comments. Listen how powerful. So someone's telling you about somebody who you don't even know. And they're saying, and right, you're having this conversation, and you think like, oh, this is great. I learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. You learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. So we could have a conversation about somebody without mentioning their name, and you'll never find out who that person is. Here's the case. Example, your sister tells you, I lent a bike pump to a lady in my bungalow colony, and she never returned it. Here we go. So now you'll never know who this person is, right? Your sister tells you, I lent my bike pump to some person, and they never returned it. Now here we go. You then make a negative facial expression, or you comment, right? So number one, just making an expression on your face, like, oh my gosh, or wow, I can't believe it. And the example here is, that's disgusting. Here we go. Says the Chafetz Chaim, even though you don't know who it is, you have just spoke Lashon Hara. So me, the receiver, hears this information, and I don't even know who it is, but I spoke Lashon Hara by saying, oh, that's so not nice. I can't believe she did that. Why? Says the Chafetz Chaim. Because your sister now knows who's being spoken about. She is listening and might accept it. Right, meaning she's listening to your comment and might accept it. So therefore, incredible. We could be speaking Lashon Hara by just making a comment to someone who mentioned something about someone who we don't even know who it is. Now, the halacha before, I don't think we mentioned it. The halacha before was saying, on the top of page 92, if anybody wants to see it, was just saying that even if I don't mention someone's name and I say, oh, so-and-so was speaking, during davening the whole time, and you'll never know who it is, it's still not a nice thing to do. Why? Because you're talking negatively about a Jew. That's different. It might not be Lashon Hara. It's not Lashon Hara, but you're speaking negatively about a Jew. So over here also, even though it's stronger over here, because here someone's speaking negative, and I'm jumping on the bandwagon, so to speak, by saying, yeah, that is Lashon Hara. And says the Chafetz Chaim, the best thing to do is to try and be Don Lekavschus. Say she must have been very hairy this week, and forgot that she ever borrowed the pump from you. Unbelievable. I just think it's an incredible halacha. It just shows the length that we have to go to be careful, that even if someone's not mentioning someone's name, we have to be very careful how we respond. The two things that I just want to mention about this, the first thing I mentioned in the beginning is just the fact that how subtle Lashon Hara is and how careful we have to be with our facial expressions and our comments and how we respond, which is really a segue to the second thing, and that's people-pleasing. That's what I wanted to talk about today, people-pleasing. I think everybody wants to please people, and it's a good midah to try and please people. You want to make people happy. You want to be nice. You want to be agreeable. You don't want to be argumentative. You don't want to be contradictory. But I think what happens is, and again, this is just a thought that I had with this halacha, is that sometimes we really need to, when we're listening, really need to like slow down and not be quick to respond. I think like with conversations, it's one of the things that I said that I happen to like about WhatsApp. Sometimes, obviously, it's good to have live conversations with people. But I've said that one of the benefits of leaving a message on WhatsApp is that you could listen, you could play it again, you could listen, and it's not like a back and forth, like in the middle of the conversation, you're like cutting the person off. You listen to the conversation. Sometimes even if someone leaves the message and you don't listen to it till a day later, so you can, you know, it gives time in between. You could respond a day later. It gives you time to think. Again, those are benefits. Sometimes when we have conversations and we want to just, you know, find favor in the people that we're talking to, there comes a weakness to that, as we see over here, that a person has to be very careful. Sometimes we're very, the Baal Shem Tov says a beautiful pshat, I heard this many, many years ago, va'avadatem mehera, lose mehera, don't be so quick, slow down, especially when it comes to your speech, especially when it comes to when you hear about someone else, be very, very careful how we respond. And sometimes we just want the other person to see, oh, we're smiling, we're agreeing. Not that sometimes we don't even hear what the other person's saying, and we just agree just to be agreeable. I think that might be something with the people pleasing, like without getting so deep into being a people pleaser, like just like I'm not even thinking about what the person's saying, and I automatically want the person to know that I'm with them. I'm not even like, I'm like half listening, but like, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but like not really absorbing deeply what the other person is saying. And I think when we stop and we really listen, and that's what I think the Chafetz Chaim is saying. He's saying like, Dan Lekav Schus, like, okay, you're saying like, okay, I don't know, maybe we don't know the whole story. Like that's also part of not being quick. Like we don't know the whole story. We don't know where this came from, where it began, where it's going, where this, you know, it's like, instead of being quick to just agree, quick to be pleasing to the person, to really just absorb and listen, sometimes I think even agreeing or listening without like a quick facial expression or a quick yeah, 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 is also makes it that I'm not necessarily agreeing with you. I'm like listening, right? The difference between, you know, hearing someone and really listening to someone, that I'm really listening to what you have to say. So maybe that's the lesson of not being a people pleaser. The halacha, the lesson of not being a people pleaser is that, am I really listening to what is being said to me, or I'm just trying to please the other person? Okay, I hope this was helpful. I just thought that it was an incredible halacha to share with all of us. It's only 9 minutes over here. Everyone should be zocha. We should all be zocha. Whenever you're listening to this, for those who are listening to it, currently I happen to be in America now, so it's the morning time in America. The afternoon, you could hear the, I don't know if you could hear the train. I'm in Cedarhurst right now, so you could hear the train. I'm right by the train station. I apologize. We should all be zocha to create an incredible first day of the rest of our week.